Umpqua Community College administrators have indefinitely postponed the date for students to move into a newly renovated building that was once a National Guard armory. That's after a Jefferson Public Radio inquiry into the possible presence of toxic lead from its indoor shooting range. I'm Angela Decker with JPR News. I'm here with our reporter, April Ehrlich, to discuss the issue. Hi, April.
Hey, Angela.
So why is UCC leasing this building for student housing?
So the college says that their out-of-district athletic students are struggling to find places to rent in Roseburg. So they signed a 3-year lease on this building that used to be a National Guard armory. They intend to sublease it as student housing. The students will pay about $450 a month in rent, and it'll bring about $750,000 of income into the school. It's a 2-story building, originally built in 1914, and it remained an armory until 1977, when the city of Roseburg sold it to a private buyer.
Oh, so what made you ask UCC about lead dust?
Back in 2016, the Oregonian came out with an investigation showing that current and former National Guard armories have toxic levels of lead dust due to their indoor shooting ranges. So each time a gun is fired, microscopic lead particles from the bullet burst into the air. That dust spreads around, it gets trapped in the ventilation systems and the ductwork. This building had an indoor firing range in its basement. I wanted to know if the college specifically tested for lead dust.
Isn't lead more dangerous for infants and pregnant women? Would it have any health impacts for students who are young adults?
Yeah, so lead is a naturally occurring toxic metal that basically exists everywhere. We all likely have some traces of it in our blood. It's more dangerous to babies because their brains are still developing. But even adults who have worked in indoor shooting ranges have experienced irreversible damages from lead dust exposure. I spoke to Perry Cabot of the Multnomah County Environmental Health Department. He's worked around families with lead exposure.
Lead in adults can, in high levels, cause symptoms such as what we would call distal neuropathy, meaning that the hands and the feet can have numbness or lack of nerve function, causing them to not perform as you would expect them to.
So did UCC test the building for lead dust?
No, they didn't specifically test for lead dust, but a contractor did collect samples for testing asbestos and lead paint. About 5 samples were taken for lead paint, and 1 showed high levels of lead in a window casing. And no samples were taken from the former shooting range or the ventilation system.
It's been decades since this building had an indoor firing range. Is there a chance that whatever lead dust it accumulated has disappeared by now?
That depends on how the building has been used. I asked Perry Cabot the same question.
You know, rather than speculate, it's best to gather some information. And that could just be done with a handful of wipe samples on surfaces in that area to determine whether or not we're still dealing with residual contaminations. It's just best to know more.
What happened when you asked UCC about lead dust? What was their response?
First, they told me that there wasn't an issue. Athletic Director Craig Jackson told me that they tested the building and that the hazardous materials test came out clean. I asked if I could see the results, and I kind of pushed the college a little bit on that, and I did get those results from the property management company, and I saw that there were high levels of lead paint in parts of the building. I also saw that there were no samples specifically tested for lead dust in the basement or in the ventilation system. And again, the basement is where the indoor firing range used to be. So I asked the college if they thought this was cause for concern and how to deal with toxic lead paint that they found in the window casing. Their spokesman first told me that the college couldn't answer my questions and told me to talk to the property owner instead. The property is owned by a private trust and it's managed by Faith Construction, and its staff wouldn't answer my questions.
So is UCC going to do anything about it?
Well, then I took the issue up to the college president and the board. And the college president, Deborah Thatcher, wrote in an email to me that they weren't aware of the prevalence of lead in National Guard armories and that they would be doing additional tests and indefinitely postponing the move-in date for students. She brought it up at the college's board meeting that night, and she told the board that they'll make sure additional tests are conducted on the building, either by the owner or by the school itself. I asked if I could see the test results when they were done. She says if the property manager ends up doing those tests, that the college actually won't have those tests on file, so she won't be able to share them with me as a public record.
Well, thank you for explaining all of that, April.
No problem. Thanks for having me.